Welcome to the Gigabyte Podcast. I'm Mayor Tracy Markley, and I'm so excited to share my conversations with community members and local business owners. So grab a bite and let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Gigabyte Podcast. Thanks to all those watching on YouTube and listening in wherever podcasts are available. As you can see, we are out of the studio today and on the water at our beautiful downtown Gig Harbor waterfront. And I am so, it's a beautiful day. It's perfect. Perfect for our first out on the town Gigabyte Podcast. I'm here with Officer Dennis from our Gig Harbor Police Department, who's going to talk to us a little bit about our Marine Services Unit, give us some safety tips, and talk about our Go With The Flow program for safety. So we're coming into boating season. I think when this airs, it's going to be like the next weekend. So perfect timing. And I'm so happy to have you join us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So tell us about what our Marine Services Unit is and what you do.
So our Marine Service Unit is basically law enforcement presence in Gig Harbor and on the water. Primarily, we're contacting boaters and assisting with vessel inspections and being safe on the water. Recreational boating safety is our main, I would say, mission here for Gig Harbor Marine Patrol. So we're out on the water a lot during peak hours when it's really nice, and evenings and morning hours when people are out fishing and paddleboarding. And when people are on the water, we want to be out here. Yeah. So we come out to assist you guys and assist the community and make it safe and make sure everybody's having fun.
And they do make sure everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
So what are three safety tips you can share with our listeners?
God, there's so many. I think knowing what you're doing would be the first tip I would have. So if you're new to boating, you know, educate yourself on some of the laws. If you're going to have a power boat, you're going to want a Washington State boaters education card. State Parks has a lot of information on that. You know, make sure you're familiar with salt water. You know, being out in the sound with currents and tides and cold water is important. So if you're coming out for some kayaking or stand-up paddleboarding or any sort of boating, our water's cold and you know, should understand that. It's important to have the equipment that you need to be out here and to be safe and to be in compliance with the rules and the laws. So life jackets are mandatory for most boating activities out here. On kayaks and stand-up paddle boards, you got to have one as well. A lot of people don't know that, so we get a lot of first-time boat operators that come out on the water on a kayak or sup, and they might not have a life jacket. At most of the piers in Gig Harbor, one of the great things that the city has done is we provided loaner life jackets. Mm-hmm. So at the end of Maritime Beer and Jurisich Dock, people can pick up life jackets for various sizes too, like little kids to adults. So making sure you have a proper life jacket with you, accessible, and just being ready. So that's one of the main tips. You know, it's hot, having water, sunblock, common sense things like that's really important out here. And having a plan, knowing what you're doing, and connecting with more, you know, boaters and people that can help make sure your experience is fun and safe out here.
That's great. I know a lot of people are surprised by the cold water. They think because it's been 100 degrees for a week that the water's just automatically going to be warm, but that's how a lot of drownings happen, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. The water is really cold, Puget Sound. You know, I think it's typically in the 50s. So jumping in, you're going to want to take a deep breath, and it's easy to fatigue out, and your blood flow gets constricted in cold water. So it's pretty cold. I think you realize that once you jump in.
Once you jump in, so, which could be too late after the fact.
It's definitely refreshing and fun, but if you're trying to swim long distance in cold water, you should be very careful about that.
Well, and speaking about a plan, we have a voluntary safety plan called Go With The Flow, and we're going to have the link actually to the video for the Go With The Flow plan in the description under the video. But can you tell us a little bit about what Go With The Flow is and why we came up with that?
Yeah, so Go With The Flow is a localized education for our little bay here in Gig Harbor. We have a very small entrance to our harbor, and we have a lot of boats that are huge to, you know, small coming into the harbor. We have a lot of rental kayaks and stand-up paddleboard locations here in the city, in addition to, you know, private ownership. Everybody's been to Costco or Walmart and, you know, stand-up paddle boards or kayaks are a very affordable way to get on the water. And so a lot of people are taking advantage of that and coming out with really vessels. That's how the state classifies them. So they're out here. So we have lots of small man-powered paddle craft intermixing with sailboats and large power boats. And Go With The Flow is basically a courtesy on how to move around our Gig Harbor waterway and realize that large boats can't stop and maneuver as quickly as you might think they'd be able to do. So we want our manual paddle craft to be thinking about where they are in the water and how to share the water with the other boaters out there. So it's really good. It gives a aerial view of Gig Harbor, and depending which way the tide's ebbing or flowing, you know, that'll move your paddle craft. And basically trying to leave channels and areas for everybody to use the water safely and for the paddlers to be safe. So Go With The Flow is just a kind of localized thing for our area of Gig Harbor and how to be out here and have fun and be safe and not have problems.
It's really great. It's very informative, and we actually are having some new rat cards made up. Rat cards are, you'll be able to pick them up at City Hall in our visitor section and at the Chamber of Commerce, kind of around town where you see all of those places where you can pick up cards. The Go With The Flow cards will be there. So if you're planning on being out on the water, definitely pick one of those up, because, and then watch the video that will also be attached to this podcast. So anything else you want us to know? Anything else you want the community to know about boating season, the official opening of boating season and safety?
Yeah, no, just have fun, be respectful. If you see law enforcement out on the water, we're here just making sure you're enjoying your day and being safe. We love it when people say hi to us, so say hi, be friendly, and research your activity a little bit. There's so much information out there that if you're buying a used boat or a new boat, or you're brand new to boating or kayaking, it's definitely worth doing a little bit of research. So when you get out here, you're safe, you got all the required equipment you need, and you're prepared for your day, and that it's enjoyable. I mean, that's why you want to come out in the water, is to have a good time and enjoy your life. So just be safe and have fun.
Well, have a safe and happy boating season, everyone, and stay tuned for our local business spotlight. Welcome back to the Gigabyte Podcast. Each week we feature a local business, hear about their story and how you can best support them. And I am honored to be out on the town today for the Gigabyte's first podcast outside the studio. We are on the waterfront, downtown Gig Harbor, and it is a beautiful day. I am so happy to be here with On Time Tours and Charters, Captain Tony Ewald, did I say that right?
Sure did.
And First Mate Aaron. And I also hear you have a second mate in training.
We do. Her name's Zoe. She turns 12 next month, and she's doing great with her training.
Amazing. Amazing. I loved reading your little biography on her.
We're very proud of her.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And I'm excited for our viewers to find out more about what you do. So tell us a little bit about yourselves and the history and inspiration behind On Time Tours and Charters.
So On Time Tours and Charters has been around since 2016. Mm-hmm. So I was in law enforcement at a major local department and put my time in. And beginning of January is when we actually bought On Time Tours. Most of my career was as a police diver, over 13 years as one of our Marine Patrol officers. So a lot of time on the water.
Yeah.
We both grew up in Minnesota, so boats have been a part of our lives, our whole life.
Yeah.
The time that I had just on the police boat, not including any of my time growing up on our different boats, was enough time for me to get my captain's license. So that worked out well.
That's great.
So we've been in business since beginning of last year.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it. So we've lived
great.
In Gig Harbor for over 25 years, and we sure love sharing the water, but the whole city itself.
Yeah.
So it's fun. This gives us the opportunity to do it. So
that's amazing.
Yep.
And what makes your boat tours unique and, you know, compared to other boat tours and attractions in the area?
Sure. Our company's always had the reputation of being personalized and private tours. Mm-hmm. So the history and the environment and all that stuff, super important, but we like to cater it to what our customer wants. Do they want to look at their house, you know, along the shore? Do they want to learn about the history, the fishing history? We can cover it all. Do they just want to go and have a good time? We can put, a spin on it for the kids. That's always fun. With that private personalized, you know, service, we also feel that we have one of the more comfortable boats, and we can honestly say we have the newest charter boat.
It so is definitely comfortable.
Just got this a month ago.
So oh, it's beautiful.
One thing that's super exciting for us is we can now go year round.
Oh,
so
great.
With between the boat fully enclosed, it's heated. Mm-hmm. Our back area, we have vinyl windows that can go up, so that area is heated too.
Nice.
With just having the windshield wipers and heat is huge out here with all the rain. So unless we get really, really strong winds, we can go year round, and we're going to be pretty much the only tour company in town that does go year round.
That's so, really exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Because people still want to be on the water, even
beautiful.
When it's kind of nasty weather out there.
Beautiful time to boat.
Yeah. I have never been on a boat in the rain, so I'm thinking that maybe that'll be my first tour with you guys, because I think that'd be so fun.
Yep.
And a very unique experience, because you don't often get to do that. You don't think of boats when it's raining. Mm. You think of it when it's sunny, but that's exciting that you can do it all year round. We're looking for, or we need, I think, in our town, more year-round opportunities, and just in the Pacific Northwest in general, because we do have a lot of rain. So it is nice to be able to go and do those fun things any time of the season. So
that's what the holidays too that Gig Harbor has, with the parade of lights and stuff.
The lights and the boats all decorated, the houses all decorated. Okay, maybe that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a Christmas tour next year. So what are the different types of tours and charters that you offer to customers?
So we have three set tours. We have an hour and a half one. We call it the Amazing Gig Harbor. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we pick up here at the Maritime Pier. And from the time we go out, we're talking about the history usually. Mm-hmm. We go out into the bay mid-channel to get the iconic picture of the Narrows Bridges in the background with our customers. So we get to see that. We talk a little bit about the bridge. We talk about Salmon Beach, just an amazing historic community across
the
waterway. Yeah.
I have a friend who lives on Salmon Beach, and I'm always jealous.
A little bit, yeah. Yep. So then we go out around Point Defiance. A lot of times we see seals and stuff on the beach there. And then work our way back to the bay and give a full half hour, 45 minute full tour of the bay. And we could literally almost talk nonstop. So we kind of have to gauge what the customer's looking for.
Yeah.
But we got so much information to share. And, you know, we pride ourselves in making memories for people on the water.
So how long does a tour usually take? Like what chunk of time do you usually book?
So that one's an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a 2.5 hour tour where we actually go out underneath the bridge and
talk
extensively about the bridge.
Yeah.
And then we actually get right up next to, right near Salmon Beach, and talk quite a bit more about that. And then we come back and do the rest of the bay. With our company, we like to do the little perks, you know, adding the either cookies, snacks, the Martinellis, you know, just make it personal.
Yeah.
You know, make it, you know, our guests are like our family, and that's the way we treat them. We have a 3.5 hour tour, which can get a bit long, but we do all the other stuff. But then we go by the Wiltzer Mansion, we go out to Watch Bay. Go out Tanglewood, Fox Island,
mm-hmm.
go around there and work our way back. So we have the gamut. Then we also do the charters.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been contracted by the America Cruise Lines mm-hmm. for shore excursions for them. We've had insurance companies hire us for insurance investigations, going to look at different things in the water. The previous owners, when the airplane went down on Ketron Island a couple years ago, one of the new stations contracted with the company to bring them out there. So we have, as far as the charters, with our new boat, we have a lot farther range
mm-hmm.
that we can go. But then one of the most, I think, meaningful portions of our company is we also have a DBA doing business as Puget Sound Sea Memorials.
Oh.
Yeah, so what we do is we specialize in memorial services, mm-hmm. cremain ash scatterings mm-hmm. on our sea. That's and, beautiful. You know, it's, we have just a great working relationship with the different tour boat companies,
mm-hmm.
and it's really not competing because we each have our own niche.
Yeah.
So we're constantly referring each other. But with a lot of times with these memorials, they're like small groups.
Yeah.
And when the other tour companies comes out, they have the bigger boats, and it can get kind of expensive for families just to rent the one boat. And so they refer to us, and we refer to them for other tours almost daily during the summer too. But when we do these memorial services, we offer up a full package where I get to know them, probably an hour interview on the phone with them, put together a full itinerary to what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for a couple of the decedent's favorite songs and put together a music playlist. we go out to wherever they want. A lot of times the Narrows Bridge is a real popular place, but really in the area. We plan on about a 2-hour adventure for them. We go out, we have 2 dozen prepared roses that we have. We have different ways, whatever the family would like, as far as spreading the ashes. We take care of all the videos and photos. We timestamp the date and location, and then put together a certificate for the families. And then at the end, we put all the music, all the itinerary, the certificate, all that on a thumb drive for them.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
When we offer this package to them, I can't tell you how many times people have said, wow, I thought we were just going to, a ride out to the water.
Yeah.
And spread our loved one's ashes in the water. Like, no, we do a lot more than that. It's super meaningful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's beautiful. How neat that you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So how, I know you talked a little bit about local history and culture and the environment. How do you incorporate that into your tours in a way that's interesting to people and meaningful?
So with Gig Harbor being a long-time fishing community, mm-hmm. We start our tours, right from the beginning of when Lieutenant George Sinclair founded with the Wilkes Expedition, mm-hmm. How it blossomed 25 years later with the beginning of the Croatian influence, and then progressing. So we go through the years, and we have, we cover so many different things as far as history, but then a lot of fun facts, between, so many different things.
The giant octopus under the bridge.
The giant octopus, absolutely.
You talk about
yep. But then Aaron just does a knockout job as far as the environmental side of things. And then the tribal influence as well.
Yeah.
It's a big part of the area.
It is.
So
our daughter spent quite a bit of time with Harbor Wild Watch here and learned quite a bit. And so we've all gleaned off of those naturalist trainings.
Yeah. They do amazing programming. Mm-hmm. So good training she's got from them. And so how do you ensure the safety and comfort of your guests when they're on board?
Well, hopefully with my background as a Marine Patrol officer for so long.
Makes me feel comfortable.
So that, of course, I have the Master Captain's Coast Guard license, so we have all the requirements and that we need for the charter business and all that. But with simple things, something as simple as something we did last Friday, doing a vessel safety inspection, where you have a Coast Guard representative comes out, make sure you have all the required equipment, paperwork, all that in order. And you get a fancy little sticker to put on the outside of your boat. So, the other law enforcement agencies, Coast Guard, if they see that sticker, they're more apt to go on to the next boat because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's a free service that anybody can do. We could not recommend that more.
That's great.
They come to you. It's super, super friendly.
We should put the link underneath in the description along with all of your information.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
So it's a great education process, even for somebody who's been in it. I mean, we spent more time talking shop because I knew what they were asked before, but it's great, great experience. I think more people should do that.
Yeah.
Having the enclosed area keeps us safe. I have a stern facing camera so I can see everything that's going on back there. So
that's great.
Either boats coming up behind me or hopefully nobody falling off.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids 12 and under, if they're out there, they have to have their vests on all the time. So we know all the requirements. We keep it comfortable for them. And what else?
I know you mentioned snacks. That's always
we always have snacks. Yes.
Snacks and water.
Yep.
Where can our listeners find you? What is the best way for them to reach you if they're interested in coming on board and taking a tour?
I think the easiest is just to go to our website, and that's ontimetoursandcharters.com.
Great. So, and we'll have that in the description also underneath the video.
Yeah. Our phone number's on there. Right now, we do our scheduling of the tours by the phone.
Okay.
That's one thing we're working towards is getting online booking.
Great.
Type service. But,
great.
We can now go year-round, though.
That's so exciting. What would you like the community to know about the importance of supporting small businesses like yours in Gig Harbor?
Tourism is huge in Gig Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many mom and pop small businesses around.
Yeah.
So tourism complements the shops, the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
With them going to those places, and they see there's boat tours and activities you can do on the water. So it's like one hand washing the other, kind of a spirit of mutual cooperation.
Yeah.
And it's great. We still have that small town feeling. As fast as it's growing, I still feel we have that small town feeling, and that's why we love it. So it's important. We're not going to have the waterfront is hopefully going to stay the same, for years to come. And that's what gives us the character of, of Gig Harbor.
Yeah. So. Well, and I know you collaborate a lot with other local businesses too, right?
We do. Yeah, we do. Between the, and I touched on a little bit with other boat companies. Mm-hmm. Each have their own niche, and that's so mm-hmm. cool because it's we're not button heads. We're referring. It's, we don't feel like it's competition. We love it. With the different hotels and restaurants, the cruise line industry.
All the events and activities.
Yeah. All the events and activities. We're members of the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. I actually joined them before we even bought the company under their name to just to get us out there. The Downtown Waterfront Alliance. We signed up for a couple of the waterfront farmers markets for some advertising.
So we're gonna get those. Which opens on Thursday. Yep. So exciting.
Yep. So yeah, it's literally just it's we need each other.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it's fun to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So we love sharing the area, and we've been here forever and a lot of connections too. So it's fun.
Oh, I love it. Thank you both so much for joining me. I have so enjoyed just sitting in, on this beautiful boat on this beautiful day. And thanks for all your collaboration in the community as well. It's so important. Shop local, come on down and take a tour. And thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you'll join us again next time.